Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations on winning that semifinal game yesterday.
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, just proud of the group. They came over here with the mindset and the goal of getting to play for a championship here on Sunday. And it was a battle, but they found a way again.
Minnesota Cup semifinals, both games go to overtime. Were you surprised by that at all?
Not really. You look at the four teams involved. They've all just about every game between the four schools have been pretty tight. And Mankato went to overtime with Duluth early in the year up here. That's just the league. It's a hard fought league. Everybody battles hard. They're well coached. So I guess not too surprising to see both games go to OT.
You got great goaltending yesterday. Lauren Bench coming up with 23 saves, her ninth career shutout. Talk about her play.
Yeah, outstanding. Just not a lot of work in the first period, but then in the second she came up with some really big stops. There was a 3-on-2, I know for sure, where they dropped a player in the slot. She had a great look, and Lauren stayed, kept their feet, made a big save, and gave us, obviously they don't score, you're never going to lose. My good friend Buzz Olson used to always say that. He said, if you don't score, you may not win, but they don't score, you're never going to lose. So she kept them off the score sheet. So, and then, we found a way in overtime.
Talk about how well that line of Abby Haluska, Lydia Passolt, and Kiki Radke have played so far together.
Really good. Really good. They've had juice ever since we put them together, and I thought they had a really, really good week of practice. The coming off the break, I thought they looked particularly sharp just in the way they were moving their feet, moving the puck. So not surprising to see that line get that goal.
They weren't the only line that got some shots on net yesterday. Everybody seems to be clicking right now. That's a good thing this part of the season.
Oh, for sure. I thought Claire's line with Haley and Reese were outstanding. I thought they dominated the first period, and then St. Cloud had no answer for them. And Haley had how many chances? Again, just the two breakaways, a couple other point blankers, and she was frustrated, but I keep telling her, you get the chances. That's the key. They're eventually going to go in the net. So. Just the way those three work, there's three very, very, high IQ players, and they make things happen.
Your team outshot St. Cloud State 39-23. Talk about the play of your defense and how strong they were inside your own zone.
Yeah, again, it's a team effort. Not just the goalie, not just the defenseman, not just the forwards. It's everybody working in unison and playing their role and being disciplined in the system. And again, I thought they did a real nice job when they were taking the rush, but they also did a really good job of getting stops and getting the puck moving north as quick as they could. So just kudos to all seven that played yesterday.
Today's championship game matchup, great rivalry. Duluth and Bemidji State have played some great games here, especially at Amsoil Arena, some playoff games. What kind of intensity do you expect out on the ice?
Well, I think it'll be a really intense game. I mean, both teams want to win this trophy, want to win this championship. So I'm sure it'll be a game with a lot of intensity. Obviously we got them twice at our place, and they certainly haven't forgotten that. And again, it's going to be a game both teams would like to come out on top. So you can see that kind of intensity throughout, I think.
Watching the Bulldogs yesterday, what did you notice about them? What are some of their tendencies that you need to be aware of?
Just very high skill team. They do a great job when they have the puck. They seem to find that open player. They're always looking to make plays backdoor. They're looking to make plays cross ice. So it's really imperative that when back pressure is really going to be important for us. But when we F1 is one, but F2 and F3 have to come back just as hard, and then they have to come back in the zone with their heads on a swivel and looking for players away from the puck. Because they do a really good job of finding late players that coming in late, whether it's the wing, weak side wing, or the weak side D. They also do a great job crashing the net. So we talk about owning our net front. And, those are two areas I think we're going to need to be really good at today.
How much do you look back on your two games against them in October, and how much have they changed?
Quite a bit. I think the biggest thing is the number of goals we scored on their goalie. Obviously, she's an outstanding goalie, Olympic gold medalist. But, we've had success against her. We talked about that. We put up crooked numbers on her before, and we just want to go out and play our game and create opportunities. And when we do, let's put the puck in the net.
Coach, what's it going to take to win this trophy and bring it back to Bemidji?
60 or maybe more minutes of just really hard, good, solid hockey. Got to be disciplined in our systems, disciplined in terms of the way we play so we're not in the penalty box. And when we get opportunities, let's take advantage of them. They're not a team that likes to defend, and so if we can make them play in their zone a lot, that's certainly going to be good. But again, we got to be really, really good on our end and frustrate them and not giving up a lot of chances.
Coach, good luck today, and go get that win.
Thanks, Kelly.